Your attention, please. The Walt Disney World Railroad, now boarding for a scenic trip around the Magic Kingdom. Board!
Brad, why is there minivan follow-up? Haven't we said enough?
No, we can never say enough. And mostly because you so love hearing about the mini-evans.
Yes.
Right?
I love how you pronounce it so much.
That's
it
right.
It just makes the most sense, for sure.
It's the topper for each and every day for you. I know. So, mini-evans, remember those little polka dot Chevy whatevers they are?
Oh, how could I forget? Equinox.
Oh, is it? I'm impressed.
Chevy Equinox.
I'm impressed that you knew it was an Equinox. That have been slowly rolling out throughout property, are now available at every Disney resort. So if you used to feel really, really bad that, you know, you weren't quite in the upper echelons of mini E-van availability, now you can be at the All-Stars, which as a matter of fact was the last set of resorts to get it. You can be at the All-Stars and you can still get your mini E-van fix. So if you've just been chomping at the bit for that opportunity to pay $25 to travel from your resort to the park, then you can now do that.
I would love to see the breakdown of how many people at Pop in the All-Star Resorts actually use that service.
Okay, so...
Because it feels like the minivan's inclusion at the value resorts is more just a why not thing than an actual, like, people are going to use it.
So I kind of thought the same thing, because, you know, again, it kind of comes down to it's not, you know, some sort of, like, socioeconomic breakdown. It's more about what's a $25...
It's a value breakdown.
It's what's a $25 ride when you're already paying $400 a night for a room, versus
right.
What's a $25 ride when you're paying $100 a night for your room. That suddenly becomes a lot bigger chunk of what you're spending on a daily basis. But even that being said, I think the other side of this is, what is the wait time for a bus at a deluxe resort? And what is the wait time for a bus at the All-Star Sports or whatever?
What is it? Is I've never stayed at a value resort. Is it pretty bad?
I mean, I think so as far as how often do buses come, I think they come as often. Let's see, I've stayed at all three levels at this point. And I don't really know that buses came any more or less often, but I felt like I had to wait. Like if you're trying to go do rope drop at Magic Kingdom or something, right? It felt to me like I was going to wait longer. And I think perhaps they may even devote more buses to those areas. But even devoting more buses, there's also, I think, maybe more people staying there or something, you know?
Sure.
So there is that aspect of it as well. If you're going to have to wait for two buses and, you know, have to stand up next to, you know, especially like returning to the resort, you're going to be jam-packed into this bus with a bunch of stinky people, of which you are one of.
Sure.
Or you could, you know, jump in this nice, cool Chevy Equinox that I'm sure the AC's already blasting. It's nice and cold. It's quiet. And you're going to just get that trip straight back to your resort. There are times when that $25 would seem pretty worthwhile to me.
Yeah.
You know, my feet are aching. And the last thing I want to do is go stand in that line and watch as three buses come and go and do that. You know that thing that you have to do every time where, like, you see that bus, right? It turns the corner and you're waiting because it still says Magic Kingdom on it. And then you're waiting and you're waiting and, oh, no, it says Contemporary's right across the street. Those people can walk. They don't need another bus. We need another bus. There's three buses worth of people sitting here, and they're going to take... There's only half of... You know, that's... What, that feeling? It might be worth paying $25 not to have to deal with that feeling a couple of nights. So...
Screaming baby.
Mm.
If I had an upset child and I was going to have to wait, you know, 3 or 4 bus cycles. $25 is nothing. Like, to get in a car and go, it would be a no-brainer.
So now here's my next question to you, Jeremy. Your average trip, you're going to get on the bus once in the morning to go to the park and once at night to come back, right?
Yes.
Okay, so that's $50 a day if you did both of those mini e-vans.
Yeah, and I would not. I
know that you wouldn't, but my question is this a point where if it's $50 less to stay at Pop Century versus Coronado Springs, is it maybe worthwhile going to Pop and knowing that whenever you get ready to go, that's when you're going to go, and whenever you get ready to come back, that's when you're going to. And let's note that Brad has no clue what the mini e-vans are like, the weights are like for a mini e-van. They may not be great either, but I feel like Disney is significantly more motivated to, if they see that 10-minute waits are becoming the norm, they're just going to go buy more Chevy Equinoxes and put some more polka dots on them suckers and get them out.
So this is a very interesting question to me, because this is, okay, so say, let me ask you something before I get into this.
Yeah.
You're at a casino in Vegas. You take $100 in and you win, you turn that into, over the course of a night, you turn that into $1,000 at a blackjack table. What do you do? Do you go to the slots? Do you go, you know, do you go back into the casino and basically return that money, or do you go cash out and say, wow, I just won $1,000?
No, I cash out and say, wow, I won $1,000. Okay. There's no doubt in my mind.
Because that's what I would do. I've had this conversation with people, and there are lots of people who say, that's found money, and I'm going to go and have fun with it. The question that you asked about if it's $50 more to stay at another hotel, or $50 less to stay at a value resort, wouldn't that be worth that to basically spend the same amount and have a private car? That does not compute to me.
Because you just heard, I'm saving $50 less and I'm still just going to ride the bus and that's okay.
Right. Right. And that money, I mean, the $50 I save will, God, that's an entree, you know, or that's a whole meal for me at a nice place for dinner. Like, every dinner is now covered because we saved this money at the hotel. And yeah, it doesn't compute to me to say, like, yeah, no, well, you're not spending it anyway. You might as well just tack that on. But that's the same thing to me as someone who would go ahead and just, like, go from the blackjack table to the slots or something and basically return that money to the casino. Because at that point, it's found money, and it's not real, and it was never real to them. Does that make sense?
Oh, absolutely. And again, I ask that question knowing that, you know, we would both probably have the same answer, which is, good, $50 less. That's $50 that can go to some other aspect,
right,
of my vacation that will still not be the mini e-vans. But at the same time, I mean, That basically comes down to the question of, is it worth $50 more to stay at a moderate? And the answer is, for Brad, a lot of the times, if we're talking about, like, let's say $50 is the difference between Pop Century and Port Orleans Riverside. If I'm staying for 2 nights or less, maybe even 3 nights, I might splurge the extra $50 a night to stay at Port Orleans Riverside.
So you would do it if you stayed shorter.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, because at the point,
that's the opposite of my thinking.
Because my thought process there is, it's $150, right? That's not no money by any stretch of the imagination. But it's $150 in an already expensive vacation.
Right.
That's enough where I can do that. But at the point where it's suddenly it's $200 or it's $300 or it's $400, I'm like, eh. Then the side that says that money could have been spent elsewhere, And at the end of the day, that's a place where I really don't spend that much time anyway, because it's a place where I go lay my head down at night, and then I get up the next morning and I get right back out there. That is the side that starts winning out for me at that point. So, you know, so there's already a number there, I think, for me that's built in. But if I start thinking, you know, maybe it's not that I can spend 50, maybe it's that I can keep $25 and I could ride the minivans back to my resort at the end of every evening. Right. Honestly, that like maybe not the $50 total, but that sounds pretty appealing to me. Like, I think that that might get it down to two nights. And then at three nights, I'm like, yeah, a mini E van every night. And I don't have to deal with, I could be down for that.
I am certainly more willing to splurge and spend that $25 at night.
And that's
when I'm going back to the hotel.
Right. Because you still have energy. You still have that, that buffer that where you can deal with everyone around you.
Yeah.
And the, you know, because you're still like, if you're at a value resort and you're going to rope drop, you're still going to be waiting a lot of times that two, sure, three, maybe even four buses to get to the park. But you can deal with that. But yeah, that you're just dead on your feet, tired at the end of the day. It's $25, man.
Well, and I also think, like, unless you're going to rope drop in the morning, you are far less likely to be on a crowded bus. Like, when Claire and I have never fought for a seat to go to the parks first thing in the morning, because we don't really do rope drop a lot. Like, usually the earliest that we're going out in the morning is 9,
mm-hmm,
or so. And so we usually just walk to the bus stop and there's maybe like 3 other people there.
And you're just going to have to wait the 10, 15 minutes for a bus, right?
Right, right. And so that doesn't really make much of a difference in the morning, because we're not stressing about that. That's like best case scenario for us is the morning, because there is no wait. There's no bus wait. There's always a seat. Like, and I say no bus wait, I mean, you know, you do have to wait for the bus that's going where you want to go.
There's no wait for entire bus come and leave, because it's going to be filled up.
Everybody tends to leave the parks at around the same time, because there is far more nighttime activity than there is in the morning. Like, you can pretty much start your morning at any time, but if you want to go to Fantasmic or Wishes or Illuminations or anything like that, those all have set times at night, and they all have times that they end at night. And after the final show of Fantasmic, getting out of Disney's Hollywood Studios and getting on a bus is awful, especially if, like what happened when Claire and I were there last time, it starts to pour down rain and they cancel Fantasmic. And you have to either pay the $15 for a poncho or walk and get soaked and walk to the bus stop. And the line's so long that you have to stand outside the cover and you have to wait. And then you get on the bus and the AC is blasting and everyone is frozen, but it's, you know, like hard to control the AC on the bus. And like just stuff like that, you keep piling on those things. And if you had told me last time I was there, hey, you can just pay $25 and get a ride back to Coronado Springs, I would have. I just would have been like, great.
That would have been $5 less than the two ponchos were going to set you back. So
yeah, dude,
win-win, man.
Yeah, yeah. And that was the night that you and I met at Jock Lindsey's.
Yeah, and you were just drenched and exhausted, and
we got back to our hotel and I immediately had to take my shoes off and I shoved the hairdryer in them because I needed to dry my shoes off before I had to leave the hotel again to go meet you at Jock Lindsey's. Like that was such a comedy of errors and misfortune that would have been solved. I mean, you talk about value, that is where the value is to me. $25 to not have to go through that. I'm so there.
And again, I think the one question that we can't really answer, at this point is what are the weights like for these vehicles? But again, I also think that if they're long, they're not going to be for long because Disney's much more motivated at not losing $25 a fare to sure that that is a low, low time.
And they can just lease more cars.
Yeah.
Like, you go to... I'm sure they have a deal with Chevrolet that's, like, on-demand leasing. If they say, hey, we need 100 more Equinoxes, okay, great. Chevy's got them.
And then they can just write it off as another business expense. Right. So.
Whoever builds the buses for Walt Disney, you know, transportation system, Disney's not going to go and get a unbranded bus.
You don't think they have a couple hundred of those just sitting around at all times?
I don't. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure they have tons of extra buses, but like I would be flabbergasted if I saw like what a Orlando Metro, whatever the Metro in Orlando
is,
like
the Lynx bus.
Yeah, we had to borrow this bus. Like, that would be crazy to me.
But I feel like I have been there at night and have seen like the Magical Express bus picking people up.
Yeah, I have too, especially around TTC.
Yeah, because again, if it's backed up far enough and they just, you know, this is the crunch time.
Yeah, we just need transportation.
Right, we'll take whatever vehicle we can get. So
yeah.
So now I've talked myself into $25 a night.
Does the fact that Disney has added bus wait times to the app, and I think it's only for select resorts right now, but eventually it'll be everywhere, does that change this at all for you?
Because I could know when I needed to get there, you're thinking?
Well, but you could just open the My Disney Experience app and say, okay, there's a bus coming in 2 minutes. If I don't catch that one, I'll only have one more, you know, I'll only have one more bus cycle to wait. Instead of like, I don't know when this next bus is coming. Because a lot of the times, like when you're walking up to the thing, the bus just left.
Of course.
So it's going to be 10 minutes before another one comes and you're not going to get on that one.
Ten minutes, 30.
Right.
Oh, wait, so, you're talking about when the lines are actually long. I'm sorry. But you were talking like that morning bus where it's not quite so busy, so they've already moved to that 20 or whatever it is minute delay.
So I just giving you exposing more of that data. Does that change how you think about the value proposition of a car?
The data in the morning, if I'm not trying to rope drop, probably further decreases the desire to have a car, because if I can know, like, it takes me 7 minutes to get from my room to the bus stop, right?
Right.
And I know the next bus is going to be here in, you know, 15 minutes. So that means I can sit in this room for another, you know, at least 5 or 6 minutes before I need to truck it up to the bus stop. Yeah. Yeah. To me, that makes the car less worthwhile, because it feels like, I know the bus isn't working on my schedule, but it feels more like I have a say in my schedule than I've got to be at the bus stop as quick as I can. And then I get to wait and like you said, you know, very likely as I see that bus for Magic Kingdom pulling away, and I'm like, well, okay, well, Magic Kingdom's where I wanted to go, so I guess we'll see when the next one gets here.
Oh, that is such a bummer. I can't tell you the number of times Claire and I have run after. We did one on our on our honeymoon. We were at Animal Kingdom, and the bus that was going back to our resort was leaving. And it was like the last day, and we were so tired. And this was my honeymoon. And I was not at that point used to wearing jewelry. So I have a wedding ring on. And so I am running up to the bus, and I took my hand, the bus was on my left. I took my left hand and I started to bang on the side of the bus like, hey, stop. But I'm wearing my wedding ring. And so instead of just a light, like a thud noise, it's making this like horrible, like, clanging sound. It was awful. I think I scared the crap out of the people in the back of that bus. But
And that's when we thought the murderer was coming through the doors.
It was so disappointing. Like, we were 100 feet away from the bus stop, and it was like Coronado Springs, leaving now. No.
I don't want to wait again.
Yeah.
And see now. Now you just be like, whatever. Boop. Mini Evan, be here shortly. Take me back.
Yeah. It's pretty good. It's interesting.
You're warming on this Mini Evan, aren't you?
I'm warming on the concept of on demand being able to change my mind. Especially, I don't think we've had like a real actual minivan discussion since my daughter was born.
Mm-hmm.
Having a kid
changes a lot of how you think about these things.
Yes. Yeah, because I never would have said, you know, if my kid is unhappy, having to wait on a bus and then being on the bus and so on and so forth, like, I never would have thought of that. But now I'm like, man, you know, $25 to, one, not inconvenience other people, because when your kid starts crying and screaming in a public place, it's embarrassing. And, like, I know it's not my fault, but it's embarrassing.
But
and
it's
so,
but it's basically your fault.
To not, yeah, to
You're
not
a horrible
have to
person.
Do,
you should know
yeah,
that.
To not have to go through that. But at the same time, like, knowing, okay, this is going to take us 15 minutes to get back. Like, full stop, no problem, 15 minutes. It's going to drop us off as close as possible to the door instead of at one of, you know, 6 bus stops.
Well, like, I do think...
I'm definitely warming to the ability to, on demand, say, nope, yeah, we're going to get a car.
Now, I do think that there is some sort of, like, limitation for where mini e-vans can operate. I don't remember all of the ins and outs of that. But even if they stop at the bus stop every time, just that you didn't have to wait to get there. And, you know, again, especially, that's what even makes it more worth, you know, I've been talking Pop because Pop is, you know, if that's my go-to value resort. But if you're at the All-Stars, now, admittedly, at night, a lot of times they actually do split up the buses so that you get one for each. And it's been long enough since I've stayed at the All-Stars. Maybe that's the way that it always is. But back when the All-Stars said, you know, whichever one you're staying at, just jump on and off this single bus, to know that, you know, especially if you aren't the first resort, you know, way X or way Y, whichever way you happen to be going, to know that you weren't going to have to wait for a bunch of people to get off at this other resort before the bus would finally go onto your resort, that would be worth quite a bit as well to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
So mini events, so, that's the future.
I'm warming to the concept. I will never, I vow, this is a official decree, I never will warm to your pronunciation of the word mini.
Mini E?
That's not her name.
No, that's not Minnie's name, but this is a Mini E van. We have to be able to clarify. This is not Minnie's van. Minnie does not. That would be awesome. I might even pay $30 for Minnie to drive me from place to place.
I don't know. What's the visibility like in that costume?
What costume?
Oh, sorry. What's a mouse's vision like?
I don't know. It could. Are they kind of like nearsighted or something? That
what
could get
costume?
Awkward. You know, but that. How long till they do that? So, you know, what Uber, who is not very popular right now, but they used to do quite a few things where, you know, this movie would be launching, or, you know, and suddenly Batman's coming to pick you up, and you didn't know it when you did your Uber ride, but suddenly the Batmobile shows up to take you to your thing or whatever, right?
Right.
How long till Disney starts doing that? How long till characters start picking you up in the mini E-vans?
Steamboat Willie shows up in some sort of weird car boat to pick you up.
Just showing up in the mini E-van, because how quickly is that going to show up on Twitter? And then how many people are going to suddenly book the mini E-van on the off chance that they might get lucky and get one of those you know, it's kind of like the 1 in 100 wins this thing or that thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that would be fun. That would definitely be
fun. Nancy would be so scared. She is so afraid of, like, characters.
Claire doesn't do fur characters either.
Dude, we were at Chef Mickey's. And because my parents had made that reservation, because it was one of the things they wanted to do. They wanted to do some character dining. And I forget which character it was that came over. And Nancy just about went. It was already one of those like booth type tables, you know, where everybody.
So she was trapped.
Yeah. So she was on the inside. So the character, there was a table between her and the character. I still thought she was about to go right up underneath that table to get away from that character.
Just nope right out of there.
Yeah, yeah. So imagine the car pulls up and Mickey rolls out and Nancy's like, nope, nope. You better send somebody else because ain't going to happen. Ain't going to happen. So it may not work for everybody, but I look forward to, you know, since Disney listens to our show and steals all of our really good ideas, just remember that when Mickey, Minnie, and the gang start driving the Minnie E-vans, that you heard it here first.
Right.
And demand that they give us our credit. And by credit, I mean free tickets. Lots and lots of free tickets.
That's idea theft. I mean, that's a felony.
That's right. They shouldn't do that.
I'm going to take them to People's Court.
Ooh, Judge Wapner. Is Judge Wapner still in People's Court?
No, he just died.
Aw. Okay,
it's
well,
Judge Marilyn Million now.
Okay, well, we just ended that on a real sad note.
Still the song, though.
That's what really matters.
Yeah. I think that'll do it for this episode. You can follow us on Twitter at MTM Podcast. You can like us on Facebook at facebook.com/MTM Podcast. You can visit us on the web at missingthemouse.co. We'll be back next week with a brand new episode, and until then, have a magical day.